Kingdom Power Systems. The motive must be right. The intent must be sponsoring God's intent. So you don't stop at being blessed. You go on to be a blessing. Because being a blessing is the essence of blessing. It's a life spiritual. You can't live your life to time and chance. It's dangerous. Let me tell you something. This gospel is not a joke. We have invisible powers that work with us. Understand the kingdom past. When power hits the floor, the people are weak. We'll be discussing something very serious today. Amen. We began our discussion on kingdom power systems. It should be 2 weeks now. And today is the third Sunday. Hallelujah. We began to discuss very critical stuff. Things that are critical to the fulfillment of destiny. Hallelujah. You see, fulfilling destiny is the business of every believer. It is not the exclusive right or privilege of the fivefold ministry. Glory to God. That is the pastors, the evangelists, the prophets, and the teachers. Praise God. But destiny is the business of every believer. Listen, we all have the same purpose. And our purpose is to know God and to make Him known. You see, no human has a separate purpose. Everybody has the same purpose. Glory to God. For the last 4,000 years, chairs were being made. I think it began from ancient Egypt. And as much as we have chairs come in different styles, different shapes, different sizes, glory to God, the purpose is the same, to help you sit. Are you with me? Hallelujah. The rest is aesthetics. The same thing. The purpose of man is the same. Our approach may be different. Glory to God. I approach my purpose from pastoring, teaching, and doing apostolic work. Glory to God. Another person may be a medical doctor, another an entrepreneur. Are you with me? But our purpose is the same. And this is what we call destiny, destiny fulfillment. And we all agree that to prosecute this beautiful enterprise of destiny, you must understand the dynamics of spiritual power. Because if truly what you're talking about is divine destiny, then it's going to take God to fulfill it. If what you're talking about, no matter your sphere of influence, no matter your ecosystem, no matter where you operate from, if what you're talking about is destiny, Satan will come for you. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So, hence the need for the understanding of kingdom power. We term it kingdom power system. The understanding of the dynamics of spiritual power. Hallelujah. We said the first or the doorway to kingdom power is revelation knowledge. We began from there. Matthew chapter 16, 14 to 18. From the conversation that Jesus had with His disciples. He said, "Who do men say that I am?" And Peter, being inspired by the Spirit, he said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus looked at him and said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." That means Peter had a revelation. He had the revelation. At the end of that conversation, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it." This is power play. This is power parade. Glory to God. I say, "Behold, I give you the keys of the kingdom." On the strength of this revelation, I give you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Glory to God. Whatever you disallow on earth will be disallowed in heaven. Whatever you allow on earth will be allowed in heaven. Now, keys there is metaphorical for authority and power. Are you with me? And last week we journeyed into talking about prophecy as a kingdom power system. Prophecy. 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 You see, every believer can and should prophesy. Are you with me? There is a parallel of all the gifts of the Spirit in the human spirit. There is a parallel. So when we talk about the gift of prophecy, there's a parallel. When we talk about the gift of healing, every believer should heal the sick. But there are those who have it as gift for public ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. We can all run, true or false. But Usain Bolt has the gift of running. Hallelujah. Are you with me? That doesn't mean you can't run. Wait until you see snake for some of you. Hallelujah. All the tiredness will disappear. And there will be a surge of adrenaline. Are you with me? But my point is, You can run, but you don't have the gift for athletic running. The same thing, every believer should prophesy. And we went further to discuss that the life of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. Hallelujah. That is the life of prophecy. That is the energy of prophecy. That is the strength of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus. You see, all the testimony of scriptures, because Jesus is the central theme of scripture. If you read the Bible and you have not seen Jesus revealed, you have not read the Bible. The gospel is the revelation of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the moment you begin to see Jesus in scriptures, you have given power to God's word in your life. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 19 verse 10. It says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit. Is the spirit of prophecy. Is the life of prophecy. This is what animates your prophetic utterance. That's what he's saying. At the back of your mind, you know the testimony of Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. You know your sins are forgiven. You know you are the righteousness of God. You know you are the seed of Abraham. Heir according to the promise. You know you are a new creation. All things are passed away. Everything has become new. You know you are an emissary, a convoy, an envoy rather, of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. A representation of the kingdom. You came from another kingdom. Are you with me? Jesus told them, say, you are not of this world. You are not of this world. He said that about himself. He said, I came down from heaven. I'm from above and I'm above all. Look at his thinking. Hallelujah. And when you see that, that is the testimony of Jesus we're talking about. He says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, which is the word of God that lives and abides forever. You are born of the incorruptible seed. That is the testimony of Jesus. This is the life of prophecy. So when you are talking, you know you are talking based on the power that backs you. Glory to God. You know blood is speaking for you. You know you have a speaking sacrifice. You have a speaking blood. The Bible calls it the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Alright, so today we'll talk about prayer power. I wish I have time. Prayer power. So this is Kingdom Power System Part 4. Prayer power. Prayer power. Now, prayer is one of the most engaged religious activities in the world. Yet, it's one of the most misunderstood activities in the world. Are you with me? We have billions of people around the world who pray. And by the way, we hope you know that prayer is not exclusive to Christians. All the religions of the world pray. Even the atheists under pressure praise. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So, many people pray. But not many people understand what prayer really is. And I believe from scriptures that prayer can be taught properly and excellently modeled. And you see, anywhere you see prayer properly taught and excellently modeled, you see people excited to pray. And you see people receive answers to their prayers. Glory Zone Church comes to mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you with me? So prayer can be taught. And prayer can be modeled. Yes, spiritual things can be taught. In St. Luke's Gospel chapter 11, the disciples of Jesus came and said, Master, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. So John taught his disciples to pray. And the disciples of Jesus saw the results that Jesus had and asked him to teach them to pray. And the Lord taught them to pray. Are you with me? So spiritual things can be taught. The same as prayer. Because prayer is spiritual. Prayer is interfacing with the realm of the spirit. It can be taught. So Jesus taught them to pray. We're going to get into that shortly. Hallelujah. Paul taught the Christians at Corinth about spiritual things. He said, concerning spiritual, I will not have you ignorant. Are you with me? In the Old Testament, they had schools of the prophets. Glory to God. In the days of Prophet Elijah, there were schools of the prophet. When you hear the expression, the sons of the prophet, he's not talking about biological children that the prophets gave it to. He's talking about students in the school of the prophet. Theologians believe that it was Samuel the prophet who institutionalized, okay, how to communicate prophetic realities and raise people to pick signals in the spirit and foretell. So when Elijah was about to be taken to heaven, without telling them, they knew. Elisha knew, and the sons of the prophet knew, and they're asking Elisha, he said, do you know that God will take your master off from you today? He said, I know, hold your peace. Hallelujah. They were playing with the things they were taught. Glory to God. Spiritual things can be taught. You can be taught to prophesy. You can be taught to pray. You can be taught to heal the sick. Yes. You heard of John G. Lake in Spokane, Washington. Spokane was declared the healthiest city in America at the point. How? John G. Lake had healing technicians. They were taught how to heal. And to enroll to be a healing technician, you must have faith receipts. You must bring testimonies of people you have healed. Are you with me? It can be taught. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we'll learn a few things today. Precept and example. All right. Now, you can't talk about kingdom power system without talking about prayer. Everybody here agrees. Because prayer is the primary generator of power. Let's go to James chapter 5. Let's begin from there. James chapter 5. Prayer is the primary generator of power. Caleb Okosaya. Ah, you see, Kenneth Hagin said, a man who can pray is more positioned to succeed more than a man with a college degree. How true? Kenneth Copeland says, and I quote, he said, every failure in a believer's life is a prayer failure. That means, listen, in your sojourn as a believer, prayer is either the key or who's the key. Let me say that again. I say prayer is either the key or the hand that holds the key. Glory to God. So, prayer holds a very central place in the discussion of kingdom power. Hallelujah. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Ende bekopayata. Back on. We'll start from verse 13. By reading 13 to 18. 13 to 18. Do I have your attention? You can pray under your breath in tongues. You can. Listen, the more you pray as a Christian, the less you ask why. And I'm serious. And yes, there's such a thing as praying the right way. And this is why we teach prayer. Are you with me? Well, I've done many teachings to that effect. You can get them. But truly, the more you pray, the less you ask why. Listen, prayer does not exclude you from afflictions. But prayer positions you to subdue afflictions. Through prayer, you win invisible battles. All of July, we'll be teaching about prayer. Glory to God. By precept. And so this is just a tip of the iceberg. Are you with me? Is any among you afflicted? Let him make phone calls. Is any of you afflicted? Let him gist it away. Is any of you afflicted? Let him browse it away. Is any of you afflicted? Let him look for pity party. Listen, your flesh loves pity party. One of the proofs that you are growing is your ability to live without human pity. Are you with me? Your ability to cut off from the things that your flesh wants and hold to where your true answers will come from. He said, is any afflicted? Let him pray. Let him pray. Let him pray. For some reasons you came under pressure, he's giving you the prescription. Let him pray. Let him pray. And as you read further, he shows you the kind of prayer, the framework for the prayer, the character of the prayer, and the dynamics of the prayer. How is the prayer going to produce? We'll see shortly. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Again, prayer. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And so I will just add, is any sick? Let him call for the elders. Don't wait for people to reach you when you are sick. You say, I was sick. Pastor did not call me. I was sick. No, he said, let him call for the elders. Report. I know where Luke. Don't say that. Hallelujah. Just say, I'm having a challenge with my health. Can you stand in faith with me? He's writing to believers. That shows you, yes, among us, people can get sick. But he shows us the way out. Let him call for the elders of the church. And he speaks of the solution with a certainty. I say this, there is a precision to our priesthood. There is a certainty. If the guys in the world can meet a native doctor and they give them something and tell them what to do, and they come to the marketplace with such confidence, how much more the believer? Are you with me? He said, I'll pray over him, anoint him with oil, and if he had committed any sin, he shall be forgiven him. He said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. God, let me not be distracted. The Lord shall raise him up. If he had committed any sin, he shall be forgiven him. 16. We're reading to 18. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that she may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This is where we'll stay on a little bit today. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We'll read the Amplified shortly, but verse 17 first. Verse 17. Lacus evredi lekosa. Baga degeduka kebedia. He said, Elias was a man subject to like passions as well. So prayer is for everybody. Whoever told you that prayer is for prayer warriors and praying mantis lied to you. Prayer is for every believer. He says, Elias is a man subject to like passions as we are. He's a man like you. That's what he's saying. He's trying to encourage you that don't count yourself out from the school of prayer. Every believer has been enrolled to the school of prayer. Elias is a man subject to like passions as you are. You felt like not praying. Even Elijah felt like not praying. When you woke up to pray, you felt tired. Elijah felt the same. That's what he's saying. When you woke up to pray, you were sleepy. Elias felt the same. That's what he's saying. Are you with me? When you wanted to fast, you were tempted with food. Elias felt the same thing. That's what he's saying. Let me tell you, if you have found a cost, you will buy your needs. You know, I tell you the truth, I don't believe this stuff that okay, some Christians don't like to pray. I don't believe it. Paul said, for this cause I bow my knees. The day you decide that this cannot continue in this house, you will bow your knees. The day you decide that, look, my life cannot go in this direction, I can't keep sinking, you will bow your knees. When you find a cause, you will bow your knees. You will. When you look left, right, up, down, and help is not coming from anywhere, you will bow your knees. will bow your knees. And this is why most times God will ensure that you exhaust all your human options. So you look to no man but him. So you be like Abraham. He knew ahead of time. He rejected the offer of the world system. He said, lest you say, I have made Abraham rich. He said, I alone did lead him. There was no strange God found with her. I alone did lead him. Like the eagle fluttered her wings and carried her young. I alone did lead him. I alone did lead him. God will ensure that all external support systems are removed. And some of you are going through that right now. And I'm showing you what to do. Is any afflicted? Let him pray. Let him pray. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. He says, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. A translation says, and he prayed prayer. And it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. A man, I call it the power of one man's prayer. He wasn't prayer group, only him. Next verse. And he prayed again. That means he was not fluke. He prayed again. And the heavens gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruits. Hallelujah. Hi. Hallelujah. Every Christian has been enrolled in the school of prayer. That's what they say. He began by saying, is any afflicted? Let him pray. Then he tells us how the prayer works. It makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Then he describes the kind of prayer or how to pray. He calls it the prayer of faith. And then he gives an example from the scriptures. Glory to God. Now, let's go to certain fundamentals of prayer very quickly. Certain fundamentals of prayer. We'll get back to this scripture again. Certain fundamentals of prayer. Let's explore. Number one, your pictures in prayer. Your pictures in prayer. Hear this. An accurate prayer to God begins with an authentic picture of God. An accurate prayer to God begins with an authentic picture of God. Now, when Jesus was teaching his disciples in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, that I quoted earlier, and they asked him, Master, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples to pray. And then he began to teach them. He says, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. Now, this is the Lord painting the picture, the primary picture that they should have as they go into prayer. The primary picture of God, authentic picture of God. That's what the Lord is saying. That look, you are approaching not just a God, but your Father. Oh, glory to God. Listen, that changes everything in the place of prayer. The first thing to do is not to dump your needs on God. The first thing to do is to align your picture, your inner picture of God. That you are coming to your Father. You are not trying to overcome God's unwillingness. No. You have been invited to lay hold on his goodness, on his mercy, on his grace. Prayer is an invitation to lay hold on his willingness to do you good and to perform. That's what he's saying. That means if your picture of God is faulty, your prayer will be faithless. All you have is going through religious motions. It begins with the right picture. Our Father. You are approaching your Father. He is not withholding, he's releasing. He is not judging, he's justifying. He is not condemning, he's refining. Glory to God and renewing. That's the picture of the Father. Father means source. Father means an enabler. Father means a system of advantage. You must understand that the first picture in prayer, our Father, that is the beginning, that's the foundation of power in prayer. Our Father, that means you must come to prayer with this cognitive preframing. that you are approaching your Father. Oh, hallelujah. He saw the blessed already. It wasn't coincidence at all. He wanted the picture to be clear. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, that will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. You see, faith is not psyching yourself. No, faith is substance. It is substance. When it lands in your soul, you know. And you see, the moment you begin to see God as Father, that substance begins to rest. I noticed when my picture of God as Father became clearer, my testimonies multiplied. Hallelujah. And when I began to study the five, we call them the, some call them the big five. Okay. The five generals of the 20th century. You know them now. Kenneth Hagin, Billy Graham, T.L. Osman, Oral Roberts, Lester Sumrall. You see, after studying them, I came to a conclusion. Oh, I observed something. A common denominator for them all was their prime revelation of the fatherhood of God. Oh, God. With no exception. You listen to Kenneth Hagin. You listen to T.L. Osman. You listen to Oral Roberts. You listen to Lester Sumrall, Billy Graham. They have an unusual revelation of God's love. In fact, I make good to say that revelation was the foundation for the extraordinary ministry. You can go and do your research. Are you with me? That means when I got into prayer, the picture of the Father was clear in their heart. The Father who was ready to show forth his mercy, to show forth his kindness. You see, study the ministry of Jesus. The power followed compassion. Have you noticed? You hear that Jesus saw the multitude. He was moved with compassion. And then power flowed to get them healed. Power flowed to get them delivered. Power flowed to get them transformed. He follows the compassion of God. Pictures in prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That's the first fundamental. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Thank you, Lord Jesus. In fact, in Luke 11, 9 to 11, we see the same thing popping up. The same chapter of the teaching on prayer. We see Jesus bringing fatherhood into the equation of answered prayers again. And I say unto you, ask and you shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. For everyone that asks receives. And everyone that seeks finds. And everyone that knocks, the door shall be opened. Why? He brings in fatherhood. If a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Are you saying? He said, if you be natural, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? How much more? So again, he's talking about prayer. He brings the fatherhood of God. He said, ask and you receive. Seek, you find. Knock, the door shall be open. Why? God is a father. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. That picture should be clear. You come to pray, the picture of your father should be clear. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number two, the priorities in prayer. We're establishing fundamentals. Priorities in prayers. The prayer that produces power must be properly prioritized. Glory to God. That's a good rhyme. But it's true. Properly prioritized. Listen, the prayer life of Jesus and the disciples of the early church wasn't personal need driven. It was communion driven and it was kingdom driven. Now, this should never make you feel guilty for praying about your personal needs. No. But this is the way you should see it. Even when you pray for a personal need, connect it to the kingdom. Why do you want to be married? Connect it to the kingdom. Why do you want that business to flourish? Connect it to the kingdom. Why do you want to relocate to Jakarta? Connect it to the kingdom. That one, you have to hear the voice of God, though. Amen. Because Sakba can meet you as a Jakarta. Selah. Connect it to the kingdom. Priorities in prayer. Again, in that Luke 11, you will see Jesus given the pattern for prayer that produces power. He says, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." What follows? Now, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's communion. Yes, you were praying for your need, but your fellowship with God was more important to you than that need. You see, once you understand this, you will never make a God out of your need. And once you understand it, Jesus said it. He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Talk to me, shall be what? Added." Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the glory zone. Are you with me? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth. Thy kingdom come. After fellowship, kingdom advancement. After fellowship, kingdom advancement. After fellowship, kingdom advancement. And this was what the apostles and the disciples exemplified. Fellowship, communion, kingdom advancement. Thy will be done in the earth. Before he says, "Give us these days our daily bread." Unfortunately, many people go into prayer with number three. They're going to prayer, "Lord, give us this day our daily bread." And now that's just a prophetic type of praying for your need. There's nothing wrong, it's included in the prayer, but prayer must be prioritized. Ego bata kabaya. You want to see power, it must be prioritized. Hallelujah. It's in the communion that your life is transformed. Listen, every time you pray, you must don't see your prayer time as just a time to just fulfill your religious obligation. No, pray with the hunger for encounters of the God kind. John G. Lake said, "I've had alarming experiences in prayer recently." Alarming experiences. Deketosia kappa. Alarming experiences. You want to touch God. You want God to touch you. Fellowship. Who meets God and remains the same? Fellowship. Priorities in prayer. We're talking about kingdom power systems. Have you ever seen churches, not here, when it's okay, let's do kingdom advancement prayer. Let's pray for souls in the city of Jos. Those that God will send to us. The Bible said daily, many were added to the church, right? Let's pray that God will add many. Glory to God. To grow his own church. They are coming to be taught. They are coming to be pastored. They are coming to be discipled. Now let's begin to pray. You notice there are those who are quiet. Who thinks the prayer has nothing to do with them. Listen to me. When you are engaged in advancing the kingdom, your life advances. And then the same people, when you hear prayer points like, "Now let's begin to pray." Every enemy of your father's house, every enemy that says you not make progress, it's time to die. Some will remove their jacket and keep and take posture like this. Are you with me? That is carnality gone on rampage. Priority in prayer. It doesn't mean you can't pray for your needs. I've explained it to you. He's right there. "Give us this day our daily bread." You have every right to pray for your needs. Every right. But there must be priority. Even in the praying for the need, you must see the kingdom in it. That's what we're saying. Hallelujah. You must see the kingdom in it. Number three, power through prayer. He's getting there now. Hila makoseshte poraba. This means that prayer by itself makes power available. It means you can put in hours in prayer and have spiritual energy in returns. Yes. Yes. Now put James 5:16 for me in Amplified Translation. Power to prayer. Power to prayer. Are you blessed already? Confess your faults, your sleeps to one another, that it may be healed, may be restored to perfect tone. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your sleeps, your false steps, and your offenses and your sins. This is not a scripture for confession. Amen. You understand that confession? To go to Father for confession. This is not, that's not what he's saying. See, if you wrong someone, say you are sorry. Are you with me? He says, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored to spiritual throne and mind of heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of the righteous man makes tremendous power available. He's simply saying prayer makes power available. Luke chapter 5. Verse 17. Luke 5:17. Let's have it on the screen. Daftakiros Kavada. And it came to pass on a certain day. You know the scripture. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, he wasn't praying. As he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Power was present. Glory to God. And the Spirit of God puts a verse before them to connect the two. Go back to verse 16 now. Go back to verse 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and did what? He prayed. And the next thing you see was he now came to teach. And as he was teaching, power was available. Yours may not be teaching. And she went to the market. She went to the office to do her work. And power was available. She went to the hospital to see patients. And power was available. She went to meet her business partners. And power was available. Are you with me? You see, power bends the will of men to conform to the will of God. When we talk about this power and bending the will of men, we're not talking about manipulation. God has a will. You see, for example, God's will may be for you to get a contract. But make no mistakes about it. The will of men are in play. There has to be sufficient power to influence the will of men. Are you with me? So when you appear in that meeting and you're having conversation about the business, it is the power made available that ensures that the will of men are bent in conformity to the will of God. So this power is needed in the marketplace. That's what we're saying. You see, wise up. Don't see the corporate world as a place of suit and tie and makeup and human hair. No. When you see them, you are seeing altars and sacrifices. That's what you should see. Don't see the political realm as the place of Agbada and, do you understand? And a nice speech is worse in that space. Amen. When you see it, you are seeing altars and sacrifices. Altars and sacrifices. Altars and sacrifices. Many Christians have naively, because of their naivety, have walked into traps set by Satan. But it ought not to be. It ought not to be. You generate power in prayer. He said, through the greatness of thy power, shall thy enemies submit themselves to you. It is through this power you subdue the market. That's what we call market superiority. It is power that brings it. Oh yes, because you will, they will confront you and you will confront them. Yes, they will. You want to do business, will come for you. He's sure. Why are you surprised? Don't be surprised. They are meant to come for you. Listen, there are those who are determined to kick you out of business if you are not ready to bribe. Remember the story of Stripe Masiyiwa when he came to start Econet in Nigeria. In fact, when I later read about the licensing fee out there, they paid $250 million. Yes, to have operating license in Nigeria. And then four governors came and said, if you don't give us $4 million each, we'll kick you out of Nigeria. And he says, I'm not gonna give you that money. I will not bribe you. And they kicked him out. But I tell you the truth, are lying out. Names will tell what. Every of those governors, none is in the political landscape. Some of them are in jail. Some just, I mean, went to jail and came out. Lost. Are you with me? Because that is a covenant man. Of course, it took him 10 years of international arbitration to get his investment back. And he did. But see, without covenant, you don't have such boldness. Are you here? Prayer makes power available. And listen, Christianity is power parade. Power, listen, don't think of power as all pastor releases and people are falling. No, that's just, it's just a dimension of power. Just a dimension of power. Most of the power you need is not for falling down. It's for making a difference in your life and destiny. Write it somewhere. Are you here? How do you speak and people listen? Power. It is power that gives voicing to your words. Voicing. You can be doing presentation in your office and people will be crying. Why? Power. Power. Do you think it was English that made the Germans swallow Hitler? No. It was power. After he came down from that mountain, some of you know the story. He was saying that he shouted there. He screamed. Kabetoskaya. When he came down and started talking and started projecting anti-human, hateful ideologies, people listened to him and people followed. Some follow because of fear. They don't need to like you to do you good. They just need to come under an atmosphere. And it is power that makes that atmosphere possible. That's what I'm saying. When he came down and started talking, it wasn't important if what he was saying made sense. He just listened and followed. Power, power. Are you with me? So you can prepare for business meeting, and the preparation is not your PowerPoint preparation. Power preparation. Are you blessed? Kwame Nkrumah with his comrades were talking about independence. The colonial masters did not listen. He went to his village and returned. In no time, everybody packed their bags and left. You think that's normal? It is power. Listen, all power comes from God. All power. It's just that we have unaccredited routes. You think the Babalawo has power by himself? No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He's routing it wrongly. But it comes from God. There are some Christians think God is afraid of going to the native doctor's house. He's not. When he shows up, they bow, they know. It's like connecting illegal light to your house. When Nepal officials show up, you know. Hallelujah. Are you with me?
power. Prayer makes power available. He withdrew to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And then when he began to teach, power was available. Acts chapter 4, 31 to 33. Very quickly, Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Hebredekepa. Listen, this in his input output. That's the part I wanted to see. That means you can put in and receive returns. You see, God told Kenneth Hagin when he was talking to him about the Lord told Kenneth Hagin when he was talking to him about the healing anointing, right? And he said, every time you feel the power is winning, separate yourself to fast and pray. He said the intensity of the power will increase. So you hear Kenneth Hagin say things like, maybe he's teaching, he's busy teaching Bible school students, and he's not seen as many manifestations. You tell them, I know what to do. I know what to do. I've just been busy, that's why. I know what to do. And then when he separates himself to fast and to pray, the intensity of the power increases, and the frequency or the density of the supernatural increases. How can you explain that? Prayer generates power. It is input output. So die of 3 hours. Lege prege bedusa. And you prayed and you left, and it's as though nothing happened. Have you ever gone on retreat before? You took 3 days out to fast and pray. You fasted, you prayed, you did not eat, you were praying and praying. And when you came out, you didn't feel any different. Sometimes you didn't even feel serious current of power. Nothing serious. You fasted, you prayed, you did 7 hours every day. You didn't feel any different. Ah, make no mistakes about it. That was what happened to Jesus. When he withdrew into the wilderness to pray, we're not told that he felt any power. But on a certain day, when he needed certainty of power, the one he generated was available. Are you with me? The same way you may have had that retreat, that prayer session, nothing happened. You didn't feel nothing. On a certain day, on a certain day, it may be in a business meeting, suddenly your eyes will open. It is the power from the prayer. On a certain day, it may be a discouraging situation, suddenly faith wells up in your spirit. It is the power you have generated. On a certain day, let me tell you something. Every power you generate in prayer must rest somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You see, energy is neither created nor destroyed. It can change form.
Yes,
you see, let me tell you, there's storage of power.
Yes,
I can't go into all that. Maybe in July. There's storage of power. There's such a thing as prayer bank. Oh, he exists. Oh, yes, he exists. The investment of prayer will show in the process of time. The investment of prayer will show in the manifestation of power. It is stored. Are you with me? I make a power. You are prayer bank in your spirit. In this, and that means you are power bank. Your spirit. Okay, let me hurry up. Oh, glory to God. Are you blessed? And when they have prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled. That's power. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Next verse. Verse 32. Multitude of them that believe were one heart and all that. Go to the next verse. They are possession in common. Look at this. What followed? With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Jesus, and great grace was upon them. Let's hurry up. Great grace was upon them. Abedos kilapa. Great grace was upon them. So there is power generated when we pray. It is input output. There is transformation power. The Bible says in Luke 9, 28 to 30, while he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered while he prayed. Not before he prayed. While he prayed. The fashion of his countenance was altered while he prayed. The fashion while he prayed. The fashion of his countenance was altered. Listen, in prayer, you kick out that inferiority complex. you pray it out of your personality. What he's saying is prayer has the ability to shift you on the inside. It has the ability to reconfigure your soul. It has the ability to restructure even your facial structures. Are you with me? Prayer has, the more you pray, the more beautiful you become. Are you with me? You can pray timidity out of your system. You can pray fear out of your system. Oh, you were abused as a child and you have lived with a burden, with the unforgiveness, with the weight, with the inferiority. You will pray it out. You will pray. And as you pray, the fashion of your countenance will be altered. The fashion of your countenance will be altered. It will. You will eject out that hurt from the abuse. Yes. All those feelings of, am I able? Is it for people like us? You go to certain places, you are intimidated. Go into the place of prayer. Go into the place of prayer. You will see the world as small. You begin to see mountains like molehills. Molehills, molehills. Go into the place of prayer. Why? Prayer touches the core of your personality. I know what I'm telling you. I used to be a timid child, a timid fellow. I couldn't look many people in the eye. When you begin to pray, you will look devils in the eye. Why? As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. You see, that thing you are addicted to as a sin, that is like he's going to stay with you for the rest of your life. Don't listen to the lie of the devil. Don't listen. You will cut it off. Prayer will be a bekapa. Prayer will be the knife that will cut off the foreskin. It will cut off that flesh. It will cut it out. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. As he prayed. Little things, you are depressed. Little thing, you are sad. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Pala kopetosa. That means nobody can look at you now and define your future. They can't say, oh, this one has low inferiority complex. This one is afraid of tomorrow. This one is timid. This one is depressed. No. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. Transformational power. Iba, people that knew you 5 years ago look at you and say, are you the one? What happened? He will put the indices of men together. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't handle businesses like this. You shouldn't be in this height in your profession, in your career. How did it happen? You shouldn't be pastoring. You shouldn't be preaching with so much power, influence. How? As you prayed. As you pray, the fashion of your countenance. Oh, you can't write off a man and a woman who understand the power of prayer. No, you can't conclude on a woman, on a man, on the boy, on the girl who knows how to do business in deep waters in prayer. No, you can't write him off. No, the story is not over. Before you know it, a new chapter will open, because as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. They looked at the family you came from and they profiled you. They say, this one, the highest he can go is Jaws. You have seen Jaws, that's all. As you pray, the fashion of your countenance will be altered. You'll be named among the global leaders. Hold them, say, is Saul also among the prophets? Is Saul also among, he met a man, he had encountered something. We call it encounters of the God kind. I told you, when you pray, don't pass time. No, when you pray, lika pate, don't feel religious schedule. No, pray with a hunger to touch God and for God to touch you. Who meets Adonai and remains the same? Who? How can you interface with God and remain the same? Impossible. As he prayed, hipakopetile kopa, himambrobodosia, and stepetos kalabia, transformation power. Hey! As he prayed, himakopa, the fashion of his countenance was altered. As he prayed, Ilapuka petis kepeto, shepetunda kepeto,
Ilamoka petosa. Himakapa. Miracle working power. Yes, that's the power in prayer. Miracle working power. Yes. Then dynamic power, he says. That means you were praying for your brother's admission, but the prayer made healing power available. Hibakopa. Dynamic in its working. You were praying for the salvation of your mom, but as you prayed, you noticed that power to get wealth. It can't. Why? The power works like electricity. It's dynamic in its working. The same electricity that is giving me sound is powering the bulbs. It's powering the screen. It's powering the keyboard. Dynamic power. Pala topa. Ekapetosa. Hima kopeto ila bronde kopa hima. That means it doesn't even matter what you are praying about. Eka balakopata, dynamic power. As he prayed, what are the things they have told you is impossible? Go and pray. Ipato. What is the affliction in your body, in your mind, in your business, in your family, in that organization? He said, is any afflicted? Let him pray. He didn't say, let him make phone calls. No, let him pray. Aska bene konoko. Jepetola bala kebeto. Ila kombra dile kopa. Himanto. Hima. You see, God told me that in this prayer, in this meeting, there'll be distributions of the spirit of prayer and supplication. Oh yes, there'll be distributions. Listo balikando koska. Shepeto. Some of you, God gave you vision years ago. You have forgotten. You have become too carnal. You have forgotten the pictures God showed you. As you pray, aska beneko sile prodo. Hemendo kopa shkabatole patila. This is an unusual Sunday service. I want you to jump into the prayer. Pela kopa jua peta buleka emendo kapa. There's someone in this service who is saying, I need to seriously settle things in the realm of the spirit. This is your moment. Don't look at who is standing or sitting close to you. You will go into the realm of the spirit in the name of Jesus and begin to lay hold. Alos kabe, alefreno, alakwaba kwadili, ulakwadilika, komento oskade, shkabatolaba. Hey! Hey! Ha ha ha! Apeletosa! Shekwa bakwadili ulaske beto ala pri ala kona ekwa betolika astelemendoko la kwatile kwadilist usta pala kombotonga pa pala kombredileko pashila leko palato ekapele nokoski lusto prebileko apelato. Who says you are not international? As you pray, the fashion of your countenance. Hey! I see Jesus seated on the throne. I see his angels descending everywhere. I see the spirit shifting things again. Hallelujah to the Lamb upon the throne. I see Jesus sitting on this throne. I see his angels descending everywhere. Hey! I see the spirit shifting things again. Hallelujah to the Lamb upon the throne. Can you mean business in this service? Hallelujah. Apelator. to the Lamb upon the throne. I see indelible impartations. Hake palato, shepetola brune kepa. Hey, pa shapa, pe pala. Ika peleto, skala brondo ko betile konda, skala priato paleto paya. Hey, hey, shaka palato pray. Beleke palane,
shapa bakatosa. Powerful transformation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wanted to teach you three frameworks of prayer. But the Holy Ghost is upon us. We'll go and pray. I'll just take the last part. You see, there are three things. Three dispositions of prayer that produces power. Number one is consistency. I don't have time for that today. Consistency. Consistency. He says, I'm the continue steadfastly in prayer and in the apostles' doctrine. Consistency. Ilapota. That means there is routine and regimen. Listen, your physical literacy was at the mercy of routine and regimen. Can I tell you something? Even your spiritual literacy will be at the mercy of routines and regimen. Consistency. Consistency. That talks about frequency. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Have a prayer time. Have a prayer life. I can't talk more. I can't say so much about that because of time. Number two is quantity or volume of prayer. How much hours are you putting into prayer? Jesus modeled and practiced protracted prayer for us. In Luke chapter 6 verse 12, the Bible says he woke up a great while and went into a place and prayed all night. All night. He did that consistently. All night. Hours. Listen, as a believer, you should be comfortable with protracted prayer. You should be comfortable in burning hours in prayer. And this is why you should take advantage of systems and platforms we have set for you. We had total immersion on Monday. Many of you were not around. You are the reason. You are not praying for pastor. It's about you. But now you know, anything you are told to do in church is first about you. It's first about you. We prayed and we prayed for over 7 hours, I believed. Hebelo and taught for 3 hours. What a day. Every month we have mountain of meh. 8 hours all night prayer. You can't run away from it. Volume. I told you it's not for pastors. I've been sounding it. You want to do anything serious with your life? Agree to the rules. It's necessary for life. Don't say, oh, me, oh, I can only pray for 1 hour. No, at least start with praying with others. You may not be able to do it alone. Come for protracted prayer in church. Come. You say, am I going to do it? Sit down. Just come and sit down. The atmosphere, something will rub on you. Something will rub on you. Follow. And number three, fervency. Adebeko. This talks about intensity. That's where I'll stop. Intensity. Ika peleto. Intensity. Listen, you can't be praying this prayer and be thinking of the pepper soup and you say, oh, that you missed. No. Your entire being is galvanized. Your entire being is moved. Ala brida copia. There's intensity. I wish you could read scriptures. In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7, he said, who in the days of his flesh, put it up for me, he offered up prayer. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7, we'll just read through scriptures and pray. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication, how? Intensity. With strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. The scriptures we've been reading in James 5, what does it say? The earnest heartfelt, continued, Ibaka, earnest, heartfelt, continued. There's intensity. There's a determination to receive answer. There's a determination. Are you with me? There's a determination. Give me Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, Message translation. There's a determination. He offered up prayer and supplication. How? With strong crying, fervency. We're going to see some fervency as we pray. You switch off your phone. Who is calling you? The people that have been calling, have they changed your life? Amenokapaya. Ileko intensity. When you want to pray, you know what to do. Listen, this art cannot be lost to our generation. We must understand the place of intensity in prayer. You can't pray for 10 minutes and say, Sekebo is done. It's not done. Are you with me? It's not indomie you are cooking. It's not done. Intensity. He offered up prayer and supplication with strong crying, with tears. Have you ever prayed until you cried? Have you ever? That's what he's saying. Jesus is your example. Have you ever? I've told you, if there's a cause, you will pray. Prayer begins as a decision. It continues as a discipline until it becomes a delight. You will decide, we are praying today. If you are a mother, a housewife, a mother of children, you call somebody, come and stay with these children. I need to pray. And lock up. Solo angel. Even you and God knows you are praying. God knows that you are praying. Are you here? In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray hard and long. Pray hard and long. That's intensity and volume. Pray hard. That's what he's saying. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered as he prayed. He said, for this cause, I bow my knees. As he prayed, they can't write you off. No, nothing spoil if you can pray. Nothing do you. You can pray. Nothing do you. Nothing do you. It doesn't matter how impossible it looks on the outside. No, it's not important. Oh, praying women. I told you the story of the women who were told, Yasikira's son needs to go to school. They say, we'll pray for him. They say, he does not have jam. They say, he doesn't need jam to get admission. And they prayed him into school. Shabaki kaputepa. You see, you are not thinking of human structures and systems. Can we pray? Just where you are, just on the fire, open fire. Don't wait for instrument, open fire. He said, as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. You have read the scriptures. Intensity. Don't be thinking of Sunday rice. No. What do you want?
I see Jesus sitting on his throne. I see his angels descending everywhere. I see the Spirit shifting things again tonight.
Power available.
Hallelujah.
To
the Lamb upon the throne. Increase the intensity.
Hallelujah.
To the Lamb upon the throne. I see Jesus sitting on the throne. I see his angels descending everywhere. I see the Spirit setting us a place. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of the throne.
Hey,
Rapo, Pala,
Ekapelekona,
Kapo.
Lord, let the spirit of prayer, let the spirit of prayer rest.
Let the spirit of prayer.
You are the fire.
Rest upon me.
I am your sacrifice. Overwhelm me, Lord. Overwhelm me, Lord. You are the fire. I am your sacrifice.
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.